Sam?
Okay.
How
you're
good?
Five, you're Sam. Is it starting to get familiar to you?
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. You know, we kind of got a, you know, a parking order now, and I'm getting closer to the front every year, so it's a little different. You know, feeling a little older in there every year, but, you know, just glad to be back at it. You know, day one's always fun, and it was fun to get back out there today.
What spot are you in, the top 10 yet?
Not quite. Well, I don't know. It might. The numbering system's kind of off. I think it goes by twos for a while, then it goes by ones, so I'd have to go in there and look, but it's getting pretty close to the top 10, I think.
Now, Coach mentioned that you've worked with some receivers again. Can you talk about that? And I guess it was more that maybe the younger guys or something.
Yeah. You know, I didn't have a camp this year, and you know, I didn't have another arm, so I kept it a little smaller this year, and some of the younger guys and guys that, you know, I felt like I needed to work with. But, you know, they came to Norman for a few days, and, you know, we had a great session, you know, spent some time together, you know, off the field just hanging out and got some good work in. So it's always fun when those guys come down. I think they had a great time, too.
Are you still footing the bill for them?
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, you know, for them to take the time out of their summer, I mean, we only get a couple, you know, four and a half weeks. So, you know, for them to take a couple days and, you know, come down there, it means a lot to me, and I'm happy to pick the tab up.
How much does that help? It's just, what, a couple, 3 days, I guess?
Yeah. You know, I think any time you spend together helps, you know, especially with a break like that, going from OTAs to training camp. You know, just talking plays, talking ball, making sure that it's still fresh in everyone's mind, making sure it's fresh in my mind. And I think all the time you spend on the field, you know, it's really invaluable with those guys.
Are they still being put up in the center end?
Oh, of course. It's the great, best spot in Norman.
Sam Bradford room still there?
I think so. I don't know if anyone stayed there this year. I didn't ask this year. I don't know.
Can you say which guys came down?
You know, we had Tavon was there, Stedman, Quick, Harkey, and Lance. So we had five guys and got after it for a few days, and it was fun.
How'd it go out there today? How did you feel things went first time out?
It was good. You know, I thought we did some really good things today. You know, we pushed the ball down the field and made some big plays. You know, obviously, first day you're always going to have things to clean up. You know, we'll get in there and look at the tape. But, you know, just got to clean up some of the small details. You know, I felt like there were too many offsides today. You know, we weren't crisp off the line. So, need to get some of that cleaned up.
Jeff said no limits, no restrictions for you. How do you feel about that?
Oh, I feel great. You know, my knee feels really good. You know, it feels better than when we finished OTAs. And, you know, I finished those last two OTAs pretty strong. You know, it feels even better now. You know, talking to Coach and Reg, they feel good about having no limits. And, you know, if it starts to get a little sore and we feel like we need to pull back, we can always do that. But, you know, out of the gate, I'm going to try to do everything.
Was there a time when you got physically cleared, like right before you got here, or no?
I don't know if there's one specific time. I think it's just kind of been a process, and you know, you push it and see how it responds, and it's responded really well to this point. So, you know, there hasn't been a point where we've had to pull back.
Sam, do you get a sense the desire here in St. Louis to see a winner, given how long it's been since they've seen a postseason game?
Sure. I mean, I think we all see it too. You know, I'm going on year five. There's some guys in there that have been here longer than I have. You know, even our young guys. I think everyone here wants to win. I mean, that's our goal. That's why we're out here to play. I mean, no one steps on the field to lose. So I think we want it just as bad as the city and the fans do.
You're still a young guy, but you look at this roster, do you almost feel old when you see all these guys born in 92 and 93?
Yeah, that's kind of what I was saying earlier. I mean, you look at, you know, our roster, and you know, I am one of the older guys, and you know, I don't feel that old myself. But, you know, we're a young football team. We've been young the past few years, but, you know, a lot of our young players have had quite a bit of experience. So, you know, it's fun with those young guys too, because they keep it light, they're always energetic, and you know, there's always something going on in the locker room with those guys too.
Sam, you get some chances, especially in camp, to do ones versus ones. What are your impressions, first of all, of the defense, and what little you saw of it today, and how much can that help the offense face on this?
You know, I think our defense is going to be extremely good this year. You know, they were really good for us last year. I think they're even more talented this year than they were last year. I think going against that group every day is going to make us, as an offense, better. You know, there's nothing easy against those guys, especially up front. You know, that front seven is really, really tough. So I think it's a great challenge for us to come out and go against them every day and just try to push ourselves to get better, you know, and go out and beat them.
Is this the best team overall you've been surrounded with, the best chance for success?
I mean, I would say if you looked at our roster today, it's probably got, you know, as much or more talent than we've ever had in the past. And I think it's just a matter of us putting it all together and going out and executing on game days and playing the way we know we're capable of.
As good as the knee feels, Is there anything in your mind that wonders that when you're out there and there now there's bodies flying around in games, do you even try not to think about that?
Yeah, you know, out there in, you know, the team sessions and OTAs and the team session today, I really didn't think about it at all. You know, it might be a little different, you know, the first time that we step on the field for a preseason game or a regular season game and, you know, the bullets are live. But, you know, at this point, I haven't noticed anything.
What did you see from Greg Robinson today?
A couple more, guys.
Oh, I thought Greg did a great job. You know, as a young guy, it's tough because, you know, today he played both tackle and guard. And when you're trying to learn a system, you know, you'd really prefer to just have to learn one. But we're asking him to learn two because we think we can handle it. I thought he did a great job playing both inside and outside today. I think he's really going to help us up front.
Sam, what do you personally want to get out of this camp and preseason games?
You know, just getting back into the rhythm that, you know, I was getting into at the end of last year before I got hurt. You know, there's no doubt that there's still a little rust that needs to come off. I just haven't been out there. I haven't played a lot of football since the injury. So, you know, just tightening up all the small details with our guys, making sure that we use this time to get on the same page as far as conversions, routes, everything. You know, and just pushing the unit as a whole to get better every day.
And lastly, I got to ask you about Michael Robinson's comment, the ex-Seahawks, I guess, questioning your toughness or whatever on the field. Any thoughts on that?
You know, I haven't heard about that, but whatever he said, everyone's entitled to their opinion. And whether it was good or bad, it's really not going to change what's going on around here for us.
Are you feeling pressure to perform? A lot of these outside organizations that the places are writing about, this is a make or break year, it's time for you to step up, etc. Do you hear that or read that? Or?
I mean, I don't really pay attention to that, but I think that question's probably been asked every year since I've been here. So, I mean, you know, every year is a make it or break it year, according to someone. But, you know, I think everyone in our locker room feels really good about where we're at right now and where this football team's going. I think we have a great chance to be really good. And we're just worried about coming out here right now in camp and getting better every day.
Sam, what were your goals for today? And how do you feel you did in relation to those goals?
You know, today was really just about coming back out here, getting back in the flow of things, getting everyone in and out of the huddle efficiently, you know, working on some of the corrections that we talked about from OTAs. And for the most part, I think it went pretty smooth today. Obviously, we'll go in and look at the film here in a little bit. And, you know, there's always things to clean up. But, you know, my overall impressions of the first day was it was pretty smooth.